you. Good morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be in your house this morning. Thank you for the worship. Thank you for all that we have experienced so far. And now that you are about to hear a word, we pray that, Lord, you may open our eyes and our hearts, O God, to see the things that you want to teach us this morning. Lord, I pray for myself. I pray that, Lord, you may once again use me. Help me, Lord, to step out of the way so that you may speak to us this morning. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be speaking and preaching on this first Sunday of February. You know, it's been a long, long month of January. Some people were even saying that January was a long year because everyone was just waiting for January to end. And some people were even counting down since last Friday, you know, because they could not wait for January to end. I'm sure some brothers were even singing that freedom is coming tomorrow. That was on Friday. But finally, we got it. And today we are in February. So it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point of our sermon this morning. And yeah, as Brother Aaron said, my name is Jeremy, and I've been a member of this parish for quite a long time now. And it's always a privilege and an honor to be part of such a big family. For me, it's really great to do life with the saint here at the Sebeka Gomaville. And yeah, it's just cool to stay out of trouble and try to be a good young man. And probably a future husband material. Anyway, I don't know about you, but we all know that everyone is involved in a fight. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, the journey of life itself is made up of many battles. And some are fighting to have a job. Others are fighting to keep their jobs. Some are fighting to just have their family together. Some are in hospital bed fighting for their health and their lives. Some are fighting to get married. Some are fighting for their marriages. And some are fighting for success in all their ventures. It can be business. It can be their studies. It can be anything. And I know every one of us identify. Each one of us knows that there is something that you are working toward to. There's something that you are fighting for. And if you are not, then I don't know. I will start asking questions. Yeah. And sometimes you'll even find we are just prone to conflict sometimes. We just want to fight. And you'll find people arguing even about some trivial things. Like who about between Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player. And you'll find even people getting into some real battle, fist battle, just because of those two players. And yet, the irony is, right now, Liverpool seems very invincible. And yet, none of those players is part of Liverpool. I see Brother William raising his hand. Hallelujah. And so, everyone is in a fight. But the question I want us to ask ourselves at the end of this message is it a good fight? Am I involved in a good fight? Are the things that I'm pursuing worth fighting for? That's the question I want us to ask ourselves this morning at the end of this message. Depending on the situation, fighting can be good, can be noble, but it can also be sinful. It can also be wrong. The object of the fight is what determines whether the fight is good or righteous, is evil or righteous. So let's open our Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. I'm going to read in the American Standard Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 5 to 8. But as for you, keep a clear head about everything. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time for my departure is close. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have loved his appearing. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. So, a few things that I want us to learn very quickly from this text. The first one is, as Christians, we are called to be selective about our battles. To be selective with our battles. Because this is a matter of priorities. And for us as disciples of Jesus, we know that our fight is defined. Our fight is defined. The things can happen around us. Injustices, hunger, poverty, natural disasters, wars, family conflicts, and any other conflicts can happen. And these things can push us to react, to do something. However, if we do not set our priorities right, we might end up getting into the wrong fight. It's possible to get into the wrong fight. Even our best intentions, as good as they may be, if they are not aligned with God's priorities, they may end up having disastrous consequences. There is a very interesting story that happens almost at the end of the Second World War. And in the closing months of the Second World War, some American soldiers were liberating concentration camps as they were pushing across Poland and Germany. These soldiers, when they were getting into these camps, they were shocked. They were shocked and horrified to see the malnourished Jewish who were held in those camps. And so they were moved. They were moved by compassion. And they decided to unpack their army rations and began feeding these people. Little did they know is that they were working toward another tragedy. Because the solid food that these soldiers gave to these malnourished people killed 100 of them. It killed 100 of people who had just escaped from the Holocaust. It wasn't until the army doctors caught up with the advance of the infantry that they were able to recommend nursing the starving captives back to health slowly using liquid nutrition. So you understand that their intention was good. They felt like they were moved by compassion. They wanted to do something good. But the outcome was not what they were expecting. And even us, sometimes we might find ourselves, I want to fight for this, but is it really a good fight? So we really need discernment and we really need God to help us be selective about our battles and have Him as a priority even as we navigate through all these conflicts that can come around us in life. Amen? And so Paul is telling Timothy, as for you, always be sober of mind. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. This testament is very similar to what Paul said in the first epistle to Timothy. He said, Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you, based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they give you the confidence to fight well in the Lord's battle. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ. And so you can see Paul here, he has a consistent message that he's giving to Timothy. Timothy, I know that you're called to be a pastor. But don't forget that before you go out there ministering, you need to be grounded in your faith. Yes, we want to change the realities around us. We want to fight for better systems in education, in health, and wherever field you are in. For the well-being of our families, we want to work for the common good. But this morning, I believe God wants to remind us that if we start with these things, without involving Him first, without being grounded first in our faith, we get things backwards. So cling tightly to your faith. I have kept a good faith. What Paul is saying, in other words, is that don't rely on your own strength in whatever fight. Always be confident in what the one who called you is able to do. Amen? Trusting Him even when it doesn't make sense. Always be sober of mind. And the battle of the mind is a big one, you know. The battle of the mind is a big one because the same Paul wrote in the book of Romans that do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Every single day we are bombarded by a countless flow of information that grates through our minds. And this information are the things that push us to actions But what will help us filter all these elements and keep our eyes on God is when we let His Word renew our mind. Let His Word remind us of who He is, and that so that we can remain confident in His promises. And so, that's the first thing I want us to learn this morning. Another thing is that when we don't set our priorities right, we find ourselves fighting against the wrong enemy. It is possible to fight against the wrong enemy. You might think that that difficult colleague is the enemy, yet he is not. Your boss is not the enemy. Your spouse is not the enemy. Your children are not the enemy. Neither are your neighbors. I can imagine that sometimes the devil looks at us laughing and like, look at them wasting their time and energy in some useless conflict. Because let us remember that Paul wrote again that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So we are soldiers of Christ, and every single day we wage war against three main opponents: the world, the spiritual and physical realities that opposes the work of God in our lives, the devil and the flesh, the old man that still craves for the things that do not please God. So when we get this right, we know that not every difference of opinion must end into a heated argument. We remember that we are to work toward the peace and the unity of the body. We understand that we do not need to be involved in every conflict. Not every battle is worth fighting. Amen? So, that's the first thing. That's the first thing. And remember that all other life's battles are won when we prioritize God and His kingdom and His agenda for this world. This is what Paul was reminding Timothy in the text we just read. And so the second thing is, in this battle, we need to use the right weapons. Amen? Use the right weapons. Ephesians chapter 6, you can go and read it at home, talks about the armor of God. Because we cannot win the battle of faith without God. We need God to win. He said, a final word, be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you be able to stand firm against all the strategies. You can go ahead and read Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 and you'll see how Paul is talking about the armor of God. And finally, the last thing, the good fight is not about us. The good fight is not about you. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, and now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of His return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to His glorious return. The chief end of all Christian effort is the glory of God. God is the one who enabled us to fight against sin and its consequences in our lives. And He did not do so because we deserved it, but because of His grace, because of the glory of His name. And so we will give an account for everything that we got involved in. And it will be a sad thing if you find yourself in front of the Lord at the end, and you will be bragging before Him about your achievement. You say, hey Lord, look at my degrees. Look at the houses I built. Look at how much money I made. Look at how successful my career was. And you'll be shocked that He looks at you and He'll be like, yo, that's not what I saved you for. I think I'm just going to keep this crown for someone else. So it will be really, really sad. So, brothers and sisters, the question is, are you fighting the good fight? And even as you ponder on that question, I want us to remember this as I close. The greatest victory, we've been singing it since this morning, the greatest victory of all time was won on that hill at Calvary when Jesus took up the sin of the world and set us free. He died and rose again, overcoming evil and death. Brothers and sisters, if we can trust Him for the salvation of our souls, we can surely trust Him for the wisdom we need to navigate this broken world. Amen. I love how this particular author stated it in his book. He said, the last quote, we know, there's a quote, very interesting, last slide, I really want us to read it. He said in his book, we know the Lord has already gone before us in battle. But that doesn't mean we don't fight. It just means we cannot lose. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you because you are so good. And in you, Lord, we are more than conqueror. We are overcomers. We praise you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.